With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President Harris is weighing in on the controversy surrounding Donald Trump's recent visit to Arlington National Cemetery. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Video footage of Trump's visit to soldiers' graves was later used in his campaign, sparking criticism from some veterans and soldiers' relatives. But the former president maintains that he took photos at the graves at the request of families of service members who died in Afghanistan. However, Vice President Harris criticized the visit, calling it a political stunt. The Democratic presidential nominee wrote on social media that Trump disrespected sacred ground. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The former president courts conservative male influence to try to reach younger men in his campaign. This report from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
At first glance, there's little that a 78-year-old former president and a 23-year-old internet personality might have in common. Donald Trump admitted in a recent appearance on Adam Ross's show that he only more or less understood live streaming, the publishing of live video on social media. But he told Ross he appreciated that his show was part of the new wave of information, and he credited his youngest son, 18-year-old Barron, for helping educate him. The former president has appeared with influencer Logan Paul, another personality Trump said was a favorite of his youngest son, and spoke with ex-influencer multi-billionaire Elon Musk, a figure revered by many younger conservatives. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Israel says it's recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza. They include a young Israeli-American man who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas and his parents, met with world leaders and pressed for his release. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton made comments and said the Biden administration was wrong to put limits on the Israeli military crackdown in Gaza. And of course, tens of thousands of Israelis have surged the streets in an outpouring of grief and anger after six hostages were found dead. This is SRN News. A warning about religious liberty. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Sam Brownback used to be U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom. These days, he's worried about what's going on in this country. Brownback tells the Christian Post that Americans are going to have to stand up for their religious freedom or it's going to be taken away. The former ambassador warns, quote, "The Supreme Court doesn't set the culture of the country. We do. It's the people. You're going to have to fight a little bit or it won't matter." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Moms for Liberty is becoming a major political player in the national level. The bulk of the group's 130,000-plus members are conservatives who believe that parents should have more say in public education. Specifically, they have deep concerns about the promotion of transgenderism in the classroom. The group's membership skyrocketed after its launch in 2021, fueled by parents protesting mandatory masking for students and remote learning during COVID-19. Moms for Liberty has been endorsing candidates at local school boards. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a shooting that injured a San Francisco 49ers rookie player.
Officials in San Francisco say the 49ers' Ricky Pearsall is expected to recover after he was shot during a robbery in the city Saturday. The San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was the victim of a robbery attempt in the Union Square District.
He was walking alone when a suspect approached him and attempted to commit an armed robbery using a gun. A struggle between Mr. Pearsall and the suspect ensued.
Audio courtesy of KGO-TV. Both Pearsall and the 17-year-old suspect were shot. A teammate posted that the 23-year-old Pearsall is okay, recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was drafted by the team in April from the University of Florida. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.